Today from the Ohio Newsroom, returning Native American remains. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Updates to a federal law known as NAGPRA have museums and Native American tribes on a countdown. Federally funded institutions that possess Native American human remains need to decide what to do with them in the next 4 years. Here in Ohio, the Ohio History Connection has one of the nation's largest collection of these remains. Indigenous Affairs reporter Adriana Martinez-Smiley with Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO spent the last few months learning how the Ohio History Connection and some of Ohio's removed tribes are working together to meet the deadline.
At the Ohio History Center, Neil Thompson guides me through a recently redesigned exhibit detailing the Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks.
So we're about to enter our Indigenous Wonders of Our World exhibit here at the Ohio History Center. This exhibit chronicles the eight...
They're scaled images of ancient rock art, models of Ohio's environment centuries ago, and excavated items used in Native American rituals. But out of view are over 7,000 human remains from Ohio's removed tribes that the Ohio History Connection possesses. The nonprofit is the state's preservation hub and runs the Historical Museum in Columbus. It's actively consulting with the 45 tribes tied to the Ohio River Valley to repatriate these remains. But chief of the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma, Glenna Wallace, says work's been slow-moving.
Without question, this is a very delicate, but it is a crucial conversation and one that is very important to all of us. There is an urgency about it. It has been on the back burner for far too long.
The urgency Wallace is referring to is due to the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, also known as NAGPRA. This law requires federally funded museums to return Native American remains and funerary objects to the tribes from which they were taken. The law passed in 1990, but the U.S. Department of Interior didn't enforce it until last year. That's when it gave institutions 5 years to at least consult with tribal nations and identify what's in their inventories. That's a cumbersome process, says Stacia Kusayeski, Chief Operations Officer of Ohio History.
Our NAGPRA staff is really cross-referencing the time of the ancestors, what time frame they're from, with the geography of where they came from, and then who would have been on that land.
Several tribal leaders say it's good to finally see progress on returning their remains, but they also find it difficult to navigate these new requirements. Tribal nations and museums foot most of the costs. Federal grants exist, but they're so competitive, some refer to NAGPRA as an unfunded mandate. For the Miami Tribe of Oklahoma, 4 of the 5 people dealing with NAGPRA consultations aren't paid to do the work. That's according to the tribe's historic preservation officer, Logan York.
We are now on this timeline to make sure that our ancestors are treated with respect, but we have no more funding to make sure it's done correctly.
Besides a lack of funding and time, none of the tribes are based in Ohio now. The U.S. government forcibly removed all Native American tribes from the state by the early 19th century. Chief of the Shawnee tribe, Ben Barnes, says it has to work within 26 states for NAGPRA consultations and only 2 staff members to do it.
There's no single NAGPRA consult that's typical. Some can take years, some can take months, some can take weeks. Some collections are overseas, some are split collections. Some of the ancestors were loaned out to another institution.
Eastern Shawnee Chief Glenna Wallace says each tribe has their own approach to repatriation, but they are all looking for the same outcome.
Our belief is that those remains are, that spirit is not at rest. That spirit is not at ease until it goes back to Mother Earth. And that has not happened, and that's what needs to happen.
Wallace says working to reinter these remains is a challenge, but it's a challenge each tribe is capable of doing. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.